Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Well, welcome on in, ladies and gentlemen. It's the WIP Afternoon Show. No Ike, no Spike, no Fritz. It's the one and only Broads. We have 4 hours of fun lined up for you. Are you kidding me? Welcome on into the second annual Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day. I've been thinking about this for the last 9-10 months. Are you kidding me? I was watching Jalen Hurts on Saturday. I was watching him step up in the pocket and throw a beautiful ball to Dallas Goedert on 3rd and goal from the 15. Talk about on the money. Talk about with the game on the line making the clutch play. I watched him under center. Play action. Hit Devontae Smith on the right side of the field. I watched him get his hat and t-shirt yet again to punch another ticket to the playoffs. And I thought to myself, I'm sick of the nonsense. It pisses me off that he gets constantly doubted. A new offensive coordinator every single year. Still manages to have ridiculous success. He's the best quarterback in franchise history. And he's only 27 years old. A ton of athletes, they talk a big game about winning and caring about winning. But there's very few that actually live it. We have a quarterback that seriously lives it. And if you can't appreciate that, you're nuts. Jalen is the 6th quarterback in NFL history to make the playoffs in the first 5 seasons as a starter. I could go on and on. This show would have to be 15 hours long. I may have to do a 24-hour program of straight up praising Jalen for all of the accolades because the list is like a CVS receipt. Here's my question for you at 215-592-9494. What do you love about Jalen Hurts? What do you love about Jalen Hurts as we appreciate him all throughout the afternoon? Now, because I am a man of the people, I don't want to not include some out there. I shouldn't do this, but I'm going to do this. For the haters, if you have genitals, you can call in. And you can say why this day is silly to you. Why Jalen doesn't deserve a show where he gets praised for the greatness. Again, if you have stones. Let's take a listen to our quarterback. Jalen Hurts, I got 2 pieces of audio for you. Let's start with when he won the Super Bowl. Listen to this mindset. This guy is one of one. There's nobody like him. He's rare. He's so rare. I love it. This was Jalen after bringing home Super Bowl MVP. Take a listen.
It's like the joy of winning it. It still had no comparison to the pain of losing it. And so those things are still going to continue to motivate me and drive me internally.
Come on. Are you serious? Guy wins a bowl and goes, yeah, now listen, when I lose, it hurts more. Again, everything you dream about, when you put your little head on your pillow at night and you think about having a franchise QB and you think about having one of the best franchises in the sport, this is what you want. You got it. You got it. Now, that was the highest of the high. Let's go to the lowest of the low. This was after having five turnovers, four interceptions, five total turnovers against the Chargers. Listen to the mentality.
All-encompassing. It's that way when we have success, and it's that way when we have these tough times. But and at the end of the day, it's all about how you respond to it. So it definitely stings. But you know, how do you respond? And that's the only way I know how to look at it. And again, you're going to see what type of resolve does this team have? What type of resolve do we have within? What's in us to respond the way we want to? So what you got to do?
And they've done great things since then. And I just want to show you, compare and contrast, the highest of the high, the lowest of the low. There is something special about that makeup. And you know what's funny? His relentlessness is so amazing. I feel it in my body. I feel it in my bones when he's out there leading this team. He should be appreciated the same way we appreciate Brian Dawkins. He should be appreciated the same way we appreciate Malcolm Jenkins. He should be appreciated the same way we appreciate Brandon Graham. Everything he does, though, somehow gets devalued. His resume is insanely impressive, and every time you bring it up to someone, they say this, I don't want to hear it. Oh, I'm sorry, you don't want to hear everything that he's accomplished already in his career because it's so damn lethal? Josh Allen would flip resumes with Jalen Hurts today, right now, at this very second. He'd flip-flop his resume with Jalen Hurts today. And everything he does gets devalued. I don't get it. His team is too good. Okay, well, Matthew Stafford left the Lions. Let me tell you what he got in L.A. The best defensive tackle ever in Aaron Donald. Ever. Not just of this era. The greatest defensive tackle ever. Von Miller. Go look at the production that he gave the Rams to help pursue that Super Bowl when he went to the Rams. Jalen Ramsey. One of the best DBs of the recent times. Cooper Kupp and Sean McVay. That doesn't diminish how good of a quarterback Matthew Stafford is, but to look at what's surrounding a quarterback and say, well, anyone could have won with that. Even Matthew Stafford, who's a great thrower of the football, needed all of that surrounding him to get the job done. But Broads, if it wasn't for Jalen Carter against the Rams, shut your mouth. If it wasn't for one interception, Seahawks, Patriots, Malcolm Butler, then Tom Brady has one less ring. That's not how this works. That doesn't diminish Tom Brady and the excellence and the winning, just like it doesn't diminish Jalen Hurts. So 215-592-9494. That's where we get started on the second annual Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day. I'm so excited. We have so many guests lined up. We got Elliot Shore Parks in studio at 3 for an hour. We got Spike Eskin checking in to see how the program goes at 4. We got James Seltzer, known Jalen lover, joining at 4:30. And my last PSA before we get to you all. I do not want this to become taking shots at Spike, at Fritz. That's not this. If you want to group Jalen haters as a whole and call them morons, stupid, dopes, and all that, fine. As a whole, we're most likely going to do that. But this isn't a program where you're going to sit here and start ripping those two specifically. Blah, blah, blah. That's not what this is about. This is about praising the QB. I love them too. I disagree with their football stance on the QB, but I love those two, and I'm not just going to accept that. You want to talk to them about it, you can call them. You know the number. You know when they're here. But I love them. I respect them. And that's not what I'm going to do. So make it Jalen. Make it dopes and morons who hate him as a whole. And with that, we'll open up the phones. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Corey in Columbus. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man. This is the type of show that we've been waiting for.
I know.
What up, bro?
Dude. I've been waiting for this since the last time I did it. I was planning the show the day after the last one. I was planning for this one.
Exactly. They need to put some respect on that QB's name. First of all, the greatest quarterback in Eagle history. Well, he's 27 years old, got 6 playoff victories. Man, Michael Vick ain't never win no playoff game. You know what I'm saying? Carson Wentz ain't never win no playoff game. Everybody love Nick Foles, all that. But Nick Foles had to leave and come back as a backup before he won a playoff game. This guy been doing it ever since Jalen Hurts been our quarterback. What's the worst? A first-round loss? You ain't missing a play. We know we're Hurts the quarterback. We know we making a playoff. How many organizations would sign up for just making the playoffs? We know that's the baseline with Hurts and QB. Y'all love all these other quarterbacks. Don't get me wrong. I ain't going to disrespect nobody. Josh Allen, Joe Burrow. Hey, everybody said them top 5 quarterbacks. I know 3 of them ain't about to make the postseason this year. That's funny, you know. You know what I'm saying? Joe Burrow, he can't do nothing to get to the post. Every year, he got a top team, can't stay healthy. Josh Allen, everybody tell me these guys great, but they need Hurts' team. Why they need Hurts' team if they so great? Do it with your own team, because that's what my guy does. You know what I'm saying? We just going to keep stacking these victories. I don't care who. We know playoffs coming up. We don't care who we got to play against. Rams, 49ers, Seahawks. I'm telling y'all, respect the quarterback. Y'all know my stance on him. Michael Jordan, he ain't having the best year ever, but the best year, and he about to lead his career in touchdown passes. QBR passer rating over 100. You know what I'm saying? Running back, both receivers might be over 1,000. That's a down year with Hurts. Let that sink in. A down year with Hurts is 2,000-yard receivers, tight end, leading the league in touchdowns, running back, got 1,000 yards. That's a down season.
Dude, I agree. And you know what's amazing about this, too, is when it's flowing and everything's going well, and I say this about baseball, Corey, if you are a starter and you have your A-plus stuff, well, okay, good for you. But what do you look like when you have your C-plus? How do you maneuver through a start when you have your C-minus, your exactly. C-plus, your B-minus day? And with Jalen, we're rocking 4 straight years of double-digit wins, 2 of those being 14 wins, and who knows where this goes. When he kicks Buffalo's ass on Sunday, it's going to be amazing, but he does such a good job of finding ways when he's not necessarily clicking on all cylinders to still be elite. And then when he is in the biggest moment, he shines like no other, like we saw against the Chiefs in 2 straight bowls. So I can't stand some of these people, Corey. I can't stand them.
Yeah, it's okay. It's all right. Let the haters refuse us. If you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping.
Right.
I love you, bros. My guy, I'll holler at you.
All right, Corey. I appreciate it. Oh, man, fired up, baby.
How about our quarterback?
How about your quarterback?
How about our quarterback?
It's going to be a good show. It's going to be a damn good show. Let's go to Kenny in Pittsgrove. You're on WIP. What's up, Kenny?
Hey, bro. Sorry, let me turn the radio down. Hey, listen, I need you to pace yourself, okay?
I know.
I don't want you. You got to take some Ritalin or something. We need you to do the whole radio show.
That's fair. You're right. I have espresso next to me. I'm shaking a little bit. It's not good. Not a good start.
No, listen, so excited to have you on. You know, listen, I know I love Spike and his crew, but it's nice to have your energy on today's show.
Well, thank you.
So you're definitely hitting – well, first and foremost, Merry Christmas to you and your team there. Your producer and whoever else you have there. Shout out. I'm a school counselor, C.W. Lewis Middle School. Shout out to anybody that's listening. But you're hitting this right on the head. I think there's a lot of people out there that want to diminish Jalen Hurts and not give him props that he's due. You know, they compare him to all these quarterbacks, but these quarterbacks they're comparing him to, I don't believe most of them even have a Super Bowl. So why are we not giving him the credit that's due? 16 years without the same offensive coordinator? Like, and he's shining. And he shows up to the game. He shows up to the big games in a big way. You know, and his cool demeanor where it's like, listen, I'm a brush this off. I'm a get up and we're going to do it all over again. You know, I saw a clip. He was talking to the offensive line, just trying to make sure he got on the same page with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether they are heated or they're not, whatever it was, he's leading. And I think we're not giving him, and it's not just us as fans. I think it's national as well. You look at the national media on ESPN and all that stuff, not giving him, stinking Cam Newton. I can't stand him.
I know. He's a hater. You know, he's selfish as hell. Kenny, it's the complete opposite. You got Jalen doing anything. Jalen would win with one passing yard if he could and be so happy about it. Cam Newton needs 450 to satisfy him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I think Cam Newton's just, you know, he's just a swole man that didn't get where he wanted to get, and he's seeing another brother out there doing everything he's doing, you know. So there might be some envy there. But I think this is a great show, a great opportunity to give Jalen Hurts. Look at his resume.
I know.
16 years with offensive coordinator. 2 Super Bowl appearances, right, in 5 years. 1, he outplayed Patrick Mahomes. He did. And then he got MVP in the second one. That gives him what? 4, is that 3 NFC championships, 2 NFC championships, 5 years in the playoffs. You know, we're about to hit playoffs this year. And he just keeps winning.
I know.
Like, look at his record.
I know. It's
so
amazing.
I appreciate you giving him props.
Of course. Kenny.
Using this day to do that.
Of course. And I appreciate the call, man. Thank you so much. Of course. He deserves it. And I just want to make it very clear, too, this whole comparing him to other quarterbacks thing. Why it gets me irritated is there's so much more to the position than just the way he throws the football. Now, people think he can't throw. Not true. Now, to me, he's not a high-volume thrower, but it doesn't mean he's not an efficient, effective thrower. He is efficient, he is effective, but he's not a, hey, drop back and throw it 45 times type of guy, and I'm okay with that. He's also a serious threat with his legs to the point where he carved up Spags, who's looked at as a future Hall of Fame defensive coordinator in 2 Super Bowls, making history both times with over 70-plus yards with his own legs. That matters. But there's just so much more to the position than how he throws the ball, because Aaron Rodgers is an all-time all-timer letting that thing loose. Is he not? You can legitimately make the argument that he is the greatest thrower of the football there was. He's got 1 Super Bowl. Because there's so much more to what's happening out there on the field when you are a leader with the football in your hand, snap after snap, other than just, can you let it rip? And we live in this fantasy world where everyone goes, well, what happens if you're down by this and there's this much time to go? Can Jalen do what he needs to? Yes. Yes. Next question. Yes. Or he's not even in that position because they can put together a 7-minute drive. And I know this year is a little bit hairier than normal, but they can historically put together 7-8 minute drives, put up a touchdown, take a 10-point lead where they're not even in that position. But can they? Sure. Look what happened in the second half against the Rams. They got the ball to A.J. Brown. He dominated. They came back. So, yes. Yes, he can. I never understood that. Mike in Southampton, you're on WIP. What's up, Mike? Mike. Going once. Going twice. Okay. Let's go to Chris in Hillsboro. What's up, Chris?
Broads, Christmas is not on Thursday. It's today.
Good point.
With you on the air, my
good
man.
Good point.
Like, this is so refreshing. I couldn't wait. I was like opening up gifts to call you today and to appreciate our guy, QB1.
Mm-hmm.
And, Broads, I'm going to focus on him as a human being.
Okay.
This guy does so much for charity, for his city. He's unfazed by the scrutiny that this guy gets from his hometown, from his city, and he just takes it and goes out there and he does his business. He doesn't cry. He doesn't get overly, you know, excited. He is just a stone cold killer. That's it. That's all that guy is. And I love him. And he is our guy. He's the best quarterback that we've ever had. And I'm enjoying every single second, bros.
Good.
Every second.
Good, as you should. I love when he runs out the tunnel. He's got the white headband underneath the helmet. The straps aren't strapped yet, and he's doing that slow trot where you just know he's going to go dominate and kick ass. It's amazing. But what bothers me, though, is he should be talked about the way Dawkins, Brandon Graham, and I mean that. And I know that's saying a lot, by the way. I'm not trying 100? To make it seem
yeah.
like it's you know, I don't know, but B. Dawk is like the highest praise you can ever praise a Philadelphia Eagle and compare him to B. Dawk. But I think Jalen deserves that type of recognition. He's bringing us to multiple Super Bowls in 3 years and bringing home the hardware and following up a Super Bowl season with putting us back in the dogfight with all these other teams in the NFC, which is not easy to do. It could have crumbled. There was a lot of turmoil. He kept everybody on a good enough path. We'll see where it finishes, but how do we not praise him to the level of B. Dawk and BG and Kelce and all these other guys?
Bros, it blows my mind. He is easily the greatest quarterback in Eagles history. There's no doubt. He's won us a Super Bowl. He gets us there. And you know what, bros? There's going to be a time when he's gone, and we're going to have Coy Detmers, and we're going to have everyone else. And, you know, I feel bad for these haters to say, wow, look at what that guy did for us. Why couldn't I have just enjoyed it? Like, free yourself. Just enjoy him. Enjoy what he does. He is Philly.
No,
man.
Thank you, Chris. I do think it's one of those things with time, you'll look back and say, damn, that was special. Now, here's my mini counter to Chris, though. I believe in Howie. I believe in this organization where whenever that day does come in 10, 15 years with 7 more Super Bowls in the back pocket, whenever that day happens, we'll figure out what's next. We'll figure out what's next. We found Jalen. After Carson, and Carson had high upside stuff, and then when that hit a turd, there'll be a time. And when that time happens, guess what? We'll get the next one. So I don't know if it automatically goes to crap, but we don't have to worry about that for quite some time. Because the way this guy operates, it's out of this world amazing. It's out of this world. Some just get so obsessed with the look of it. They don't like the look of it. For whatever reason, they don't appreciate the style. But you got to realize there's something incredible about his style. I always praise that he is elite at not turning the ball over, and I stand by that. Again, this year's a little weird. There are a lot of things that come into play after winning a Super Bowl. Offensive line's not the same. New offensive coordinator that I think is a little bit overmatched. Saquon's not having the same year. Jalen at times not playing as great. But I think that's natural after you go through a journey of winning a Super Bowl. But I digress. I always say he's elite at not turning the football over, and that bothers people. Yet the ones that discredit him all the time say the reason why they lost Super Bowl 57 is because he had that fumble. Well, you can't have it both ways. You don't care that he doesn't turn it over, yet you point out the reason why they failed in Super Bowl 57 was because of his turnover. Well, you either think not turning it over is extremely important or you don't. You can't just pick and choose when the turnover is something to value. And it's clear with the formula of not turning it over at an elite pace and how they operate as an offense has resulted in crazy winning to the point where one time this season you looked at their record and Nick Sirianni was 40-2. Nick and Jalen, 40-2 when winning the turnover battle. So I don't know why you care so much about the way it looks. It's a successful recipe. Luke, I want to get your thoughts here. How you feeling on Jalen Hurts' appreciation? I love your hoodie, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. It's nice.
Love Hurts.
Yeah, it's nice.
Got this almost right after the Super Bowl. Actually, it sold out the first time I tried to get it, then got it on the second restock. It's just a clean hoodie. So the thing that I appreciate the most about him is that he just never gets too high and he never gets too low. You see some of these quarterbacks, you see the Josh Allens, they have times where they're moping on the sidelines. Mahomes is crying for calls every now and then. Burrow, with his weird little phase that he's in right now, if he loves football or not, like, Hurts never really gets that down. And he never really gets that high. Even when he won the Super Bowl, I remember the clip of him, you know, walking onto the field after they won, confetti is raining down on him. Someone comes up to him and says, "Hey, you're the Super Bowl MVP." And he responds with, "Super Bowl champ." He's just focused on the team. He's focused on just a goal. It's never about him. He's never getting down on himself, and he's never just moping and crying on the sidelines, and he's never, you know, gloating to a point where you get annoyed by it. Like, he's always just the same person. Even if at times we kind of wish that he would give us a little bit more, it's just who he is. He always stays the same, and he's always just calm and composed no matter what. I mean, even in that Chargers game, when he had the worst game of his career, and in the Bears game, I'm sure he was still the same person in the huddle, where maybe the offensive linemen, you know, are feeling down, or AJ's down. They're all just, you know, ready to get out of there. He's still the same exact person. Are there times where, you know, he isn't playing his best? Absolutely. But if he's got the same mindset the entire time, that's all you can ask for from a quarterback. And also, side note, I was thinking about it driving in here today. Can you imagine if we were a team just cycling through quarterbacks like the Browns and the Jets and the Giants? That just, if that doesn't make you appreciate Hurts alone, then I don't know what to tell you.
I know, dude. I know. I got a 44-year-old Phillip Rivers on Monday Night Football. By the way, could still sling it.
I was going to say, he looked all right.
Now, I don't think Jalen's going to last at 44 because his skill set's a little different, but just give me the prime next 10 years and we'll be good to go. 215-592-9494. It's the second annual Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day here on the WIP Afternoon Show. We're just getting started, baby. We're just getting started, ladies and gentlemen. So my question for you out there, what do you love about Jalen Hurts? And if you are someone who despises him because you're a moron, why is this day silly to you? We'll see if we get any of those people. All right? Coming up next, the type of man Jalen Hurts is. Wait till you hear this sit down with Jason Kelce. Oh, he's the best. Sproats. In for Ike, Spike, and Fritz right here at 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Clock to either side. Second down and 4 at the Rams 45-yard line. Hurts, this time, looks, fakes, keeps it at the 40, at the 35, 30, 25, 20. Jalen Hurts, touchdown! 45 yards.
Ho-hum. Ho-hum from your quarterback. Welcome back in. Broads in for the afternoon show. It is the second annual Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day. Man, this is one of the best days of all time. I love this day. I mean, there's a reason why it's close to Christmas and the holidays, because, you know, he deserves that type of love. Now, I forgot to mention in the opening segment, because I was just so fired up to share my love, Jalen is in studio with us. And by Jalen being in studio, I mean a cardboard cutout of Kyle Schwarber with Jalen's face taped to him. He looks magnificent. So he's hearing everything you got to say today. That's all. I want to make sure you know that he hears you. Let's get to the Twitter question, which is sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. The countdown is on. Only two shopping days until Christmas. Let the home team at Mark's handle your Christmas list. Open daily now through Christmas Eve. So the Twitter question, do you believe in Jalen Hurts? 90% of the voters say yes. 10% say no. Now, I put this out on my personal. There's a lot of smart people that follow me. A lot of intelligent human beings that are on my side. So I don't know if this is skewed because only people with brain cells would follow me, and my appreciation for Jalen speaks so loudly that it's skewing the public vote. Does that make sense, Luke?
That could be it, yeah.
Okay.
That sounds right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sounds great. So let's listen to Jalen. We're going to take all your calls. And the question we're asking is, what do you love about Jalen? 215-592-9494. Or if you are a hater, why is this day silly to you? And don't hide now. You run your mouth all day. I'm here. Let's go. Show up. I want to hear from you. Not really, but I do. So we're going to do that real quick, though. This is just the type of man Jalen is. Jalen sat down with Jason Kelce, it was a bit ago, and they just shot the breeze, just kicking it, talking football, talking teammates. This is how it went.
First question, do you miss me? Just say yes.
I do.
Yes. Yes, I needed that. I needed that, man.
I do miss you. Well, I'm just going to tell you this, that
right.
It's a great feeling to be missed.
Yeah.
And I think that speaks to the impact, the presence, your tenure, you know, the experiences, you know, you had a lot of guys that fed off of that.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of people don't get their flowers when they're here, but
for sure.
I've told you how many times I've appreciated you, and I tell you again, man, like, you know, just you know how you welcomed me when I was a young player in here. Nobody expected me to go in there and play, you know, as a rookie.
We knew.
And there you knew. Yeah, we knew, but that's what it was supposed to be like, you know. And I think when you have transitions like that and you have moments like that, it's that easier to pass the torch, if you will, you know.
For sure.
Because everybody knows what it's supposed to look like.
Yeah.
Everybody knows.
Mm. How do you not have goosebumps? What's wrong with you out there? Let's go to Michelle. Michelle, you're on WIP. What's up, Michelle?
Hi, bros. Merry Christmas.
Merry.
Happy Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day.
That's right.
I am so thrilled. I have to give a shout out to my amazing mom who told me that you were doing this because we love Jalen Hurts. She introduced me to the Eagles at a very young age, and we just are thrilled with him. We love him both on and off the field. His numbers speak for himself, 2 Super Bowls. Awesome. Amazing. We also talk about the one in one time. It was probably 3 years ago, I want to say, was when he first started for the Eagles. It was probably January of 2022, I want to say. And we went down to Washington and we beat them. I think it was like 2016. And as he's walking to the tunnel, there's a bunch of fans and part of the railing collapses and a bunch of fans kind of fall to the ground. Was a pretty decent drop. And instead of him running away, he helped everybody up. He got pictures with everyone and he was very, very helpful. And then about a couple days later, he wrote a letter to the organization not just about him, but also about the fans and how, you know, like how nobody helped him. And he was just concerned for everyone involved in that incident because it could have been catastrophic for him as well, because he could have gotten really, really hurt.
Sure.
So it just, you know, it really spoke to me, just the kind of person that he is. I also love how he, his cleats for causes for the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. I had a son who was born there who spent his first couple of months of life there. So as a parent, I understand how that is and how much that means to people to reach out and be part of their children's lives. He's a great role model for young children to show that you never give up. Things might not always go your way, but you persevere. He doesn't complain. He takes responsibility. There's no drama with him. I don't know what else you could ask for. My 11-year-old self, you know, back in the 90s, fighting everybody, they were big Dallas fans, you know, I thank him. I appreciate him for everything that he is. So I cannot talk enough about him. So thank you to you and your team. And I have a little song, if you don't mind.
Go
just
ahead.
A little quick
go ahead.
Song.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Cheer for Jalen Hurts today. Fa-la-la-la, la-la-la-la-la. Watch him lead the Eagles way. Fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la. Run the ball and throw it strong. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Touch to make us cheer along. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Yay.
Wow. That, Michelle, that was beautiful. Thank you so much for the phone call.
That's a hit. I mean, that's a hit in the Delaware Valley this year.
Do you see what this day brings? I mean, it's 2:41. We got fa-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Don't doubt him. All he does is win.
What's going to happen, Luke? Right? What's going to happen when after this year turned the corner, right? Because I get the frustration early on. It was painful. It was rough. And there were times where I was going, damn, this stinks. But what happens when they turn the corner like it seemed they did the last 2 weeks? They roll into the postseason. They host a playoff game. They go do what they need to do. And then before you know it, we're in an NFC championship game. And Jalen brings us on another ride. What are those fools and morons? What are they going to do?
I don't know if it's just because I'm gullible, but I really do believe this team can go on another run.
Me
to
too.
The Super Bowl.
And why? Like, why?
Everything is there for them.
But,
like, Jalen is there.
Okay.
Jalen, as the thing I'm talking about, with the even-keeledness, he can just, you know, right the ship when it gets ugly. When it was ugly, you know, just rights the ship. The whole team gets a huge bounce back win against the Raiders. The rest of the NFC really isn't that good, so it's right there for the Eagles and Hurts' taking. Just go get it. Just figure it out over these next 2 weeks. They beat the Bills this Sunday. I'm all the way back in. I'm like 70% of the way, all the way back in. They beat the Bills. I'm 110% in.
You know what I think is going to happen? I think they are going to win. They are going to win. I don't know necessarily if they're going to snag the 2 seed, but I could see a world where the Bears bear just a little bit. They think it's new. They think it's sexy with Ben Johnson, but right before they get to the finish line, something Bears-like goes down. The Eagles handle business in Buffalo, beats Josh Allen. Jalen outperforms Josh Allen, may I add. The stat sheet is so unbelievable and in favor of QB1 here in town. And they end up with the 2 seed. And similar to last year, they host the NFC Championship game when Seattle ends up having a Sam Darnold-like performance.
Yeah.
Sam Darnold's going to throw 3 interceptions in a playoff game, while our quarterback won't have 3 turnovers in the total of 4 games combined.
I don't believe in the Seahawks at all.
And why?
Sam Darnold.
Okay.
Also, I do want to go for the 2 seed for that exact reason. Don't believe in the Seahawks. Think they'll get upset. 2 seed, NFC Championship at home. Said it perfectly.
Ed in Phoenixville. You're on WIP. What's up, Ed?
What's up, bros? How's it going?
Good, man. What's going on?
You know, I'll admittedly say that I've been a big Jalen Hurts critic over the last couple of years.
Okay.
But something's kind of turned this year, and I think a lot of it had to do with what Jordan Davis said a couple of weeks ago, where he's like, you just have to be kind of 10 toes down with this team, like, be in the moment. Like, what's he doing? He's leading this team. He's dealing with an offensive line that's banged up, a run game that's not you know, where it's supposed to be, some potential conflict with the passing game, but he's just the steadying hand. He's the constant force, and I think that's so important with a team that's, you know, you're going to deal with injuries, and but you look at what's happening with, you know, the Bills don't have really a number one receiver. The Bengals are a mess. Like, we're so fortunate to have a team that's like complete, and it's important to have a leader like Jalen kind of steer the ship through some potentially choppy waters, though. Like, it's by no means is it anywhere close to 23. You're actually on the uptrend heading into the end of the year. I'm actually going to be out in Buffalo for the game.
Ooh,
so
nice.
I'm really hoping that we get the, that we have the starters in there. And I think, you know, I think they will, at least for, I don't know when the other games start and how that's going to play into it, but I really think it is important to continue this momentum going into the playoffs.
I think they're going to try to, for sure. It does seem, and thank you, Ed. I really appreciate you being honest. One time you were a critic, and then you realized that, hey, there's something special here. And one thing I really want to appreciate, too, is that 2023 thing did happen, right? And Jalen was at the helm when that happened. And that was a low point for us. That was one of the biggest collapses in Eagles history. So we're not all perfect. Jalen is a great quarterback who probably looks back at 2023 and is disappointed on how he handled things and how the team fell apart. And they were in a situation dealing with the same problem this year. And there's two ways you can go when that happens. You can either let it slip again and learn nothing from that disaster, or you rally together and clean it up and at least maximize whatever you are this year. And that's something I really do love about this group. Look, I don't know where it's going to go, and I'll critique accordingly whenever their season ends. If they happen to fall short, if they win, then I'm going to be running around nude. But the truth is, there is something really admirable about dealing with something very similar to what made you collapse a few years back and having the answer this time around to keep things on track enough to keep you in the fight. Does that make sense? And it was very coordinator heavy the year things went south. Sean Desai, Matt Patricia, Brian Johnson. It was really circulating the coordinators. Very similar this year. Kevin Petullo. And to this team's credit, and to the quarterback's credit, I think they've done a phenomenal job with a very similar national storyline and local storyline of going to war together and not quitting on one another and not giving up on the fight and saying, this is it, baby. This is who we have. This is what we're working with. Let's go back to the film room. Let's go back to the war room. Let's go back to the lab, and let's see what we can do. And they don't quit. And their head's down, and they're looking for answers. They're searching for answers. They're trying under center. They're trying five wide. They're trying new things. They're adding wrinkles. Instead of pointing fingers and continuing to point fingers, the finger pointing stopped. And they actually work together. And Jalen is a big part of that because he's the quarterback and he sets the tone. Him being more willing to use his legs. Maybe he wasn't in September and October for whatever reason, but they were winning a ton. And maybe they thought, we can survive as long as humanly possible with Jalen using his legs. We can survive as long as possible with him not using his legs. But once that starts to shift, then we can open up that element. Because once they started to lose, they started to really grab onto that. And there's been a lot of documents about, or it's been well documented, he didn't want to early on, whether it was Jeff McClain, whether it was Jimmy Kemsky, and there's a history of him getting banged up, and maybe that played a role. But now, it's go time. Now it's winning time. Now it's let's go, baby. And you see it. He's made a difference. The impact, the influence of him using his legs, setting the tone as QB1, it's changed this. And they had to work through a lot of painful situations to get here. But I value the journey they took to get here. I think that builds character. And it starts with the quarterback. Let's go to OG Wade. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Oh, it's one of the best days of all time, OG Wade.
I appreciate you, man, for doing what you're doing. Luke, man, just put tears in my eyes when he talked about that hoodie he got, that Love Hurts hoodie. And I just want to say this here. There's a lot of people, a lot of narratives that's been put out there about Jalen Hurts. Basically, mainly in this city, it was started. Like what Jeff McClain saying, reports are saying, Jalen Hurts said he didn't want to run the ball. Now, I'm going to give you a quiz. If Jalen Hurts played in the Super Bowl and won the Super Bowl MVP, and large in part was because of him running his legs. Now, Jalen Hurts heard Steve Spagnuolo, one of the greatest defensive coordinators to play in, to coach in the NFL, say that we had answers for everything the Eagles did. The only thing we didn't have an answer for was Jalen Hurts' leg.
Mm-hmm.
Why in the hell would you even believe that Jeff McClain report would be correct if Jalen Hurts knows that the only reason why they won the Super Bowl is because he ran the freaking ball? I mean, how idiotic is that? And the man, not only that, Rose, he stated in the press conference, and I said this many times, and everybody, I said, this is the most profound thing Jalen Hurts has ever said. He said, for a very long time, I've been told how I'm supposed to play and how it's supposed to look. He said, and when I did it the way that everyone when it said I should be doing it, we did not win. How can people see that the man found a recipe for winning and said that I'm going to stick to and do whatever it takes to win? That's what he does. He does not care about stats. And every time somebody compare the other so-called elite quarterbacks, which three of them ain't even going to end the playoffs this year, okay? But they always say if when comparing them to Jalen Hurts. Why is it always got to be if? If you put them with Jalen's team. No, if you're saying that those quarterbacks are better than Jalen, right, at this moment, while they're with their respective teams, you should be able to show that they're better when they're with their team.
Right.
Why do you got to bring him and put him on the Eagles in order for you to prove that they're better than Jalen?
Right.
It's because they're not. Everybody that can criticize Jalen and comparing to other quarterbacks always use that famous word, if.
They do. No, I'm with you. And it makes – and, OG, I love you. Thank you so much for the phone call. I understand because I get that phone call all the time. If Joe Burrow was on this team – you say that Jalen is carried by a great team. Well, then why does Joe Burrow, who you think is better than Jalen, need this great team to accomplish the end goal? It doesn't add up. All these guys that you say are significantly better than Jalen should be able to do it without this offensive line, without this run game, without this defense, because they're better in your eyes. That's not to say there's no such thing as a better quarterback than Jalen. My point is, you need talent to win a championship. That's how hard it is to win a championship. If it was just about having the greatest quarterback, like skill-wise, then Tom Brady wouldn't be the greatest quarterback of all time. I mean, it's not natural skill. Tom Brady doesn't scream the most skilled electric quarterback of all time from a skill set standpoint. If it was that simple, where it was just the best quarterback ever just from throwing a football standpoint, then why don't all the best throwers of the football have 75 Super Bowls?
Aaron Rodgers would have 5 more Super Bowls.
He's got one. And then when he got a defense, the talk about is, wow, we finally got a defense. Maybe he could do something. And I believe lost a home playoff game that year. And if it wasn't that year, he had Lambeau playoff losses.
He's had many playoff losses at Lambeau.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot more to it. There's a lot more to it. All right. 215-592-9494. Riveting first hour. Three more to go, ladies and gentlemen. Three more to go. The question here on the second annual Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day. What do you love about Jalen Hurts? And for the haters, why is this day silly to you? We will continue taking your phone calls. And coming up next, in studio with us for the next hour, is the one and only ESP. Whew, I can't wait. Broads in for the afternoon show right here on 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.